I didn't want to tell you this, Mother, but Sayori left something on her table, and I was trying to hide it for her. I know I should have brought it to you at once, but she was keeping a journal, you see. She showed it to me last year. She's written some very incriminating things about certain men, and truthfully, there are some passages about you too, Mother. I thought of insisting it wasn't true, but none of it mattered in any case. Hatsumomo was in trouble, and nothing she was going to say would change the situation. 10 years earlier, when she had been the Okia's principal earner, she probably could have accused me of anything she'd wanted. She could have claimed I'd eaten the tatami mats in her room, and Mother would have charged me the cost of new ones. But now, at last, the season had changed. Hatsumomo's brilliant career was dying on the branch, while mine had begun to blossom. I was the daughter of the Okia and its prime geisha. I don't think Mother even cared where the truth lay. "There is no journal, Mother," I said. "Hatsumomo is making it up." "Am I?" said Hatsumomo. "I'll just go and find it then, and while Mother reads through it, you can tell her how I made it up." Hatsumomo went to my room, with Mother following. The hallway floor was a terrible mess. Not only had Hatsumomo broken a bottle and then stepped on it, she'd tracked ointment and blood all around the upstairs hall, and much worse, onto the tatami mats in her own room, Mother's room, and now mine as well. She was kneeling at my dressing table when I looked in, closing the drawers very slowly and looking a bit defeated. "What journal is Hatsumomo talking about?" Mother asked me.
"If there's a journal, I'm certain Hatsumomo will find it," I said.
At this, Hatsumomo put her hands into her lap and gave a little laugh, as though the whole thing had been some sort of game and she'd been cleverly outwitted.
"Hatsumomo," Mother said to her, "you'll repay Sayori for the brooch you accused her of stealing. What's more, I won't have the tatami in this Okia defiled with blood. They'll be replaced, and at your expense. This has been a very costly day for you, and it's hardly past noon. Shall I hold off calculating the total, just in case you're not quite finished?"
I don't know if Hatsumomo heard what Mother said. She was too busy glaring at me, and with a look on her face I wasn't accustomed to seeing. If you'd asked me, while I was still a young woman, to tell you the turning point in my relationship with Hatsumomo, I would have said it was my mizwage. But even though it's quite true that my mizwage lifted me onto a high shelf where Hatsumomo could no longer reach me, she and I might well have gone on living side by side until we were old women, if nothing else had happened between us. This is why the real turning point, as I've since come to see it, occurred the day when Hatsumomo read my journal and I discovered the obi brooch she'd accused me of stealing.